Welcome to episode 11 of the Walk and Talk podcast. I'm Greg Johnson, and today is Wednesday, May 6th, 2020. This podcast is going to be an unusual one. It's not about any particular topic outside of the podcast itself. So it's kind of a check-in. We are at episode 11. 10 episodes have been published out there and have initially had varying degrees of interest in them. I'm not doing any advertising to promote the podcast, so I'm not getting, you know, thousands of listeners right out the gate. But anyway, in this first sort of week or so of doing these podcasts, pretty much one per day, I have some reflections on how the show is set up and how I want to tweak it to make it better. It's springtime right now, early May, and so we're getting some days where there's either rain or high winds. We also have a lot of people getting out with their lawn equipment, and there's some construction going on where I normally record these. So there are a lot of competing noises in the background. Right now, as I'm recording, I have a jersey glove. You know, these set of gloves you can get at the gas station for $2.49 or a five pack at your favorite big box store for $5. I have a jersey glove on my iPhone to help cut some of that wind noise. So hopefully this recording is going to be a little bit clearer. And also it'll allow me to speak closer to the iPhone without having any sort of popping sound on certain with certain words like popping. So it's what's called a windscreen in the recording industry, in the biz. But anyway, hopefully that will help with some of the windy days. I had been walking on, in the early episodes, walking along deer trails in this really beautiful wooded area, which is actually where I'm standing now. I'm not going to venture any further. We're at a time of year where a lot of growth is coming up, so it's going to be more of a struggle to just brave a path through the woods. And some of that growth is poison ivy and poison oak, etc. It's going to be all over the place soon. So I want to avoid that. And I think really the purpose of going into the woods was to cut back on the wind noise, having the tree coverage, and being able to go into this valley that is next to the normal like bicycle trail. So no more hiking through the woods, at least until fall and when the poison ivy's gone. Or I might take some actually, you know, manicured trails to get around. We do have some nice hiking trails down by the wetland area. So that introduction there is about sort of background noises. I'm going to be trying to work on that. I have recorded some episodes indoors when I've not been walking and talking. I've been standing and talking. My initial thought with the Walk and Talk podcast was to produce these 20-minute episodes that would be perfect for the person who's going out for a 20-minute walk, like a one-mile walk, or maybe they're going for a 20-minute run. And the reason I picked 20 minutes was I know that there are a lot of podcasts out there that are an hour long or 2 hours or longer that cover a lot of news or tech industry information. And I wanted a podcast that people could listen to from start to finish, because if they're going out on that 20-minute hike or walk, they could push play, listen to an episode, and it's done. My sense is, at least from my own experience, you know, when people start listening to a one-hour podcast, that if they don't get all the way through it in the first little window of opportunity and time that they have, they may not return to it. And it becomes a little bit of a stress, point of stress for them, because that's like one more thing that is in their mind or on their to-do list. Like, oh, I've got to go back and listen to that tech industry podcast. I've had that happen before where there's something I'm interested in, but it's just not covered in 20 minutes. And so I have to keep returning to it. And so I think eventually you kind of lose people's attention and interest. They might come back, but it's hard to keep people stuck on a longer episode. Okay, so that was the idea behind the 20-minute limit. And what I found, though, was as I started covering some more complicated topics, I found that the 20 minutes just wasn't enough. I started finding my recordings were going, by necessity, going longer. And so some people have listened to those longer episodes, which is great, and I hope that those were helpful. I tried to kind of condense and compress as much information in as possible that was necessary and leave out the fluff. But what I began wondering about this 20-minute goal is whether or not that's just kind of an arbitrary goal and a difficult one to achieve, and then would end up either topics are getting, you know, 20 minutes of coverage that really could be covered in 5 minutes, or I'm trying to cram everything into 20 minutes on a topic that really deserves 30 or 40 or maybe an hour. So if there are any listeners that have some comments or feedback on that, let me know what your thoughts are. But my thinking right now is that I'll try to offer the 20-minute podcasts, and people can kind of pick and choose. And if they're going out for a whatever walk or bike ride, they can just pick a podcast that lasts the period of time they're going to be gone. Or if I'm offering podcasts of varying lengths, they can just kind of dip in and go from one to the next. If there's some podcasts that are 5 minutes and some that are 10 or 20, it won't matter. They can just kind of listen to this radio station, essentially. So that's a little bit about the podcast length. And for those who are interested, the 20-minute walk and the 20-minute exercise, I find, is a great sort of sweet spot. It's a good goal, because if you're trying to, which, you know, there are millions of people kind of keeping an eye on their blood sugar. If you're checking your blood sugar and it's up to, you know, 120, 130, you see that and you're thinking, you know, your doctor would tell you that that's pre-diabetic. So, you know, there's like 30 million or so people in the country who have diabetes. And there are another, you know, maybe some people estimate 20 million or whatever. There are just millions and millions of people that are either diabetic or pre-diabetic, and millions more who are undiagnosed. So I would always put a plug out there for people to pick up one of these little test kits. They're like, you know, $10 or $20, and they come with everything you need. You can check your blood sugar and do that a few times, you know, maybe once in the morning, once in the afternoon after a meal, and over a period of a couple of weeks, try it. You know, skip a few days. It doesn't matter if you're just trying to check your current status. But if you notice that it's elevated, then that's something to start paying attention to. And the way that ties in with this 20-minute walk is that if you go on a 20-minute walk, from my experience, and I'm not a doctor, and this is totally anecdotal, and it's just my own experience, but you can test this on your own. You go on a 20-minute walk, and your blood sugar will come down, maybe 20 or 30. You know, if it was at 130, it'll come down to 100, maybe, just as an example. And if you go on kind of an intensive run or a 1 hour or 2 hour walk, and in my non-scientific mind, what I'm imagining is happening is that the body's sugar level is initially depleted in the first 20 or 30 minutes or so. But once it's depleted, then your liver is sort of kicking into action saying, oh, okay, I guess we need a whole bunch more sugar, and starts just like dumping sugar into your system. So you're going to come out of a workout that's like 40 minutes or an hour with possibly a higher blood sugar recording than you would have at the beginning, because of your body trying to respond to what is perceived by it to be a stress. Exercise is good and more is better, presumably, but there's something about, I find, that 20 to 30 minute mark that is really good. And consistently, whenever I do these like longer workouts that you would think would be even better, I think almost 100% of the time it's higher, or it stays the same. I just don't get the benefit. So if I want to get an hour of exercise in on a given day, I'll just do three separate 20-minute walks. You know, the other thing you can do is just kind of a leisurely 30 or 40-minute walk, just so you don't kick your body into that mode of producing a lot of sugar. Hopefully there's some doctors out there that can provide some additional insight or critique of that statement. And certainly as always, this show is not meant to diagnose or prescribe or cure anything. Always consult with your healthcare practitioner before making any changes to diet or exercise. Okay, so with that disclaimer out of the way, that's all about the 20 minutes. We talked about sound. We talked about the length of the podcast. Something I'm also wanting to do is take interviews, radio interviews that I've done in the past, and share those through the podcast so that this could be for people looking for content from me or about the topics that I've worked with, like small houses or computer security or something. This would be a central hub where all of that information is and available and digestible in an audio format. So I might even include some TV show interviews, that type of thing, where the visuals aren't extremely important, but certainly radio interviews on here. And so that also will challenge this length limitation of 20 minutes. Many podcasts create a following, and I've noticed a technique that's used by some podcasters, and that is to give their followers some name, you know, like Team Walk and Talk or, you know, whatever, some kind of goofy name. And, or they'd say, oh, greetings, Walk and Talkers. You know, I don't think I want to start doing that. I don't want to create like this cult following. I don't imagine that people are going to subscribe and listen to every single episode. What I anticipate happening, which is similar to what happens on the resourcesforlife.com website, is that people will search for something and they might stumble on the podcast because it's on a topic of interest to them. And at least my current thinking on this is that that's what I would prefer, instead of having a million regular listeners to some sort of clickbait kind of tabloid-like, sensationalized, high-level, high-production-value broadcast that I'm kind of sucking people into every day. I don't want that, because that would generally be, unless it's like entertainment and it makes people feel good, it would generally be a waste of time. You know, I try to be engaging people's interest in something that's not actually what they would have been, you know, choosing to listen to that day. It's sort of like, you know, if you're McDonald's, you get the Golden Arches, you get the advertising campaign, and you try to convince people that what they really wanted for breakfast was a Shamrock Shake and a large fries and a Big Mac. And then they eat it and they go, oh, okay, that was okay. And then they kind of get addicted to that. But that's not like if they were just going for a walk in the woods and then doing some meditation, they're going to be reaching for fruits and vegetables, you know, probably more so than just waking up and saying, I know what I want, a Big Mac. Okay, so what I want to do is offer high quality content specifically targeted towards certain topics. And hopefully people will find those, or I'll refer people to a recording if I've covered a topic that they have a question about. And I can also tie these recordings into content that's already on the Resources for Life website or an article that I'm writing. The recordings can be a companion to that or vice versa. But I'd really like to think that people are, you know, going through their day-to-day life. They're coming upon something they want to learn more about or something that's a challenge with their technology and they need a solution, and that I can provide that. To me, that seems like a very good use of my time and their time, and will help solve problems for people rather than just, you know, people wanting to have some kind of background noise as they're on the daily bicycle commute or driving commute or walk. So I think those are the main topics. Also, with regard to the daily recording, I do like this format. I would like it if I could, on my daily walk in the morning, record a new episode and have that available daily for people. Again, I doubt people are going to tune in daily, but as I'm producing content every day, it just means there's more for people to find, and it's a good rhythm, a good flow. It also helps me to become proficient with the full workflow of producing a podcast, which is finding these little tricks and tweaks for doing the recording process. What app am I going to use? What hardware am I going to use? A previous episode, tried using a very high-end audio recording microphone and digital recorder I did like the quality of that, very much more like a radio announcer sound to it than the iPhone has. So I might do some more of that, but that's it. If I do this daily, then it's a course, like an intensive course that I'm taking every day on the hardware, on the editing software, on editing techniques, adjusting sound levels, etc., and becoming more proficient at giving a presentation in an organized way without cue cards, without notes, without a script, but having it sort of structured and organized and outlined in my mind as I'm talking so that I can keep the recording going along and not have to get into some intensive editing, which you sometimes see on YouTube. It's very abrupt and jerky. I don't know if that's a technique that's supposed to keep the viewer on their edge of their seat, sort of jarred by the constant cuts and breaks. But anyway, I want to try as much as I can to have an organic and fluid and flowing show that is unedited, unscripted, very organic and genuine and authentic. And I think to do that, I'll just need to continue to hone this ability to keep talking without any breaks and seemingly without taking a breath for about 20 minutes. And then continuing. So it is kind of hard, actually, to keep up a presentation and do it sort of improvisationally and on the spot as I'm heading out for my walk to think, okay, what's a good topic that's going to fit hopefully in 20 minutes or whatever time seems adequate to allot to that topic. That takes some skill, and so that's what I'm trying to hone, particularly in the area of fitting that content to a reasonable length, and also with regard to having it be structured, maybe have an outline. The only podcast so far where I've recorded it with sort of notes in front of me was one where I was referring back to an NPR interview, and I wanted to make sure I got the details correct on the interview for that. But otherwise, I usually, you know, don't use notes or an outline with these. So I may need to use some sort of cue cards or something to keep that structure working properly. But anyway, mainly what I wanted to do in this episode was to offer a kind of a check-in and reflect on what the first 10 podcast episodes have been like for recording those. I've, you know, done some outside, one in the kitchen. I found that the walk-in closet is a great place to do some recording. So if I want to get that really quiet, deep-sounding radio booth effect and use the nicer microphone in there, that's sort of a fun trick. So I might do that for some of the episodes. But I certainly appreciate any suggestions you might have for guests you'd like to hear on the show, or topics that you would like covered, or any suggestions about production process that you'd have for me, or if you'd like me to share more about how the podcast is made, I can do that. So all of that is helpful and appreciated. I also appreciate those of you who find the podcast on Apple iTunes podcasts or Google Podcasts and Spotify, all of these different services that feature the podcast and have it available. I appreciate you finding it there and subscribing. And, you know, if you do follow from day to day, that's great and it's appreciated. So thanks again, and I look forward to sharing more with you again soon. Take care.